This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Federal authorities are worried about potential violence leading up to next week's presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With just days until Joe Biden sworn in,
we are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter.
FBI Director Chris Wray says authorities are tracking calls for potential armed protests here in Washington and in state capitals nationwide.
That could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings and officials.
Wray says the Capitol riot is likely to inspire others. States are ramping up security and parts of D.C. are on lockdown, with tourists on the National Mall and elsewhere replaced by National Guard troops, some armed with rifles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The theme for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United, an issue that's long been a central focus for Biden, but one that's taken on added weight in the wake of the violence at the U.S. Capitol last week. In keeping with the theme of unity, the committee also announced that after he is officially inaugurated, Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their spouses will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. They will be joined by former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and their wives. President-elect Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it has caused. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. This is VOA News.